Sure. We then open up, we do an open circle. So if you're a writer and a player and you'd like to participate, eventually it does go open. We encourage you to either hang around and listen or just come back later and play. My name's Alan. I think we'll start off tonight. He's one of the great songwriter instructors and a guy who's been touching my heart for years now. From the San Francisco Bay Area, this is Steve Seskin.
Troubled teenage runaway, Greyhound station, rainy day. She's gonna make her parents pay for that hole she can't fill. Left behind the trail of tears, feeling old beyond her years. Pride and anger brought her here, left her starving for love. In her mind she's mixing up three parts regret with two cups of sorrow, a tablespoon of guilt with the bitter taste of shame. She's leaving out forgiveness and hope for tomorrow, throwing in a dash of fear and a pinch or two of blame. Now that's a recipe for insanity. Mom and Dad glued to the telephone, 10 months of wondering where they went wrong. You reach a point where life goes on, still they're not giving up. Chicken pot pie's his favorite dish. Mom's in the kitchen, she's fixing it. But something else she'd rather fix. There's no end to a mother's love. In her mind, she's mixing up three parts of bread with two cups of sorrow, a tablespoon of guilt with the bitter taste of shame. She's leaving out forgiveness and hope for tomorrow, throwing in a dash of fear and a pinch or two. That's a recipe for insanity. One night the phone rings, 2 a.m. She says, can I come home again? You just tell us where and when, and baby, we'll come pick you up. They've got some patching up to do. They're about to face some painful truth, but something tells me they'll make it through with the helping hands of love. They'll be mixing three parts joy, two cups of understanding, a tablespoon of tenderness with the sweet taste of trust. They'll throw in some forgiveness and hope for tomorrow. All tears will turn to laughter, all blame will turn to dust. Now that's a remedy for insanity. That's a recipe, more or less, for happiness.
performer is part of the new wave of folk stars that's sweeping the nation. Some of you may not know her name yet, but you're going to know her name. She's going to be on the scene for a long time. She's got a heart as big as All Outdoors. She writes beautiful songs. We all love her. This is Ellis.
Heart is a big outdoors.
That's yeah.
I love your heart. I don't know how your heart fits inside you.
It's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
God.
This is a song of possibility, and I haven't played it yet today, so. It's called How Would It Be?
If everything that you thought you knew was turned upside down, opposite from your point of view, how would you feel if the ground was really the sky? All of this time you've been walking when you could have been flying. If you run a thousand miles, if you forget how to love and take it for granted, you can't expect to wear out people close to you. And what if all the birds are flying just to show us, and all the trees are really holding the sky up, and everything that you do matters somehow? Created your life, stories you told, the good and bad that they come alive, and how would it change if your words were like nails and wood? You build your house, but you forget that it's just a house.
Years now. She's blessed with a truly incredible signature voice. She writes great songs, and she also knows how to turn up the heat when necessary.
Are you implying I need to?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying
it's
you can do anything you want
to.
She's still got a toe in the corporate world, but she's about to release her next record, and I've heard some of the stuff. It's great. This is Stephanie Corby.
Sure. I need you to light her pick up one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, no problem. This thing over here, and then she'll get the light.
Oh, yeah.
I
want to
stay with my positive
thing.
Positive thing.
Oh, that.
Can you hear now?
That help?
Sorry. Now you're
angelic. There you go.
Please sing along if you know.
Got a compass in my pocket that Grandpa used to own, and I'm searching for salvation in every time zone, but the odds are looking that I lose this urge to roam. It's starting to feel like home. 'Cause you're my true direction. I always know where you are, 'cause you're my true you
Everybody! Pretty much everybody here in this first circle has CDs in the ear cheese or in the tattoo, right?
They will be, I guess.
Yeah. So if you hear anything you like, go looking for them. A lot of great, great stuff here. Our next performer, not that long ago, was another fresh-faced kid from New York City showing up to song school. Without a lot of resume behind her. Now, she's on the move. Wildflower recording artist. She's touring all over the country, going to Europe. She's doing great stuff. And I can't tell you enough about Amy Spies.
And she's in the contest tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
She's still very fresh.
Still fresh.
Yes, you're still fresh.
I'm so fresh.
I'm
gonna do a big wire landing because I haven't done it.
Okay.
It's a quiet drive home. There's less and less to say. Pleasant nods and smiles are waiting. Behind us to the west, we see it in the roofs. The sun is fire red and fading. It's all been done before.
Here as a student. Now he's teaching guitar and capos and tunings and how to play behind your head with your ear. And he writes a lot of great songs. He tours all over the country. And he's a great friend of the Bot. In fact, he wrote our unofficial theme song. And we're so happy to have him here again this year. This is Justin Roth. Thank you.
paper, steel and wind. Bound for glory, I've got my doubts. I hear that whistle sing its tune like a lone wolf howling at the moon. Grab my heavy load, it's time to go. But how's a man live like that? Ready to jump in 2 seconds flat. How's the train stay on track? How's a man to live like that? Oh, I feel it around the bend like a storm cloud bringing the rain. Like the creeping darkness of the night. Two steps from the railroad track. Never looked forward, I was holding back. Where I've been before. How's a man live like that? Ready to jump in 2 seconds flat. How's the train stay on track?
The backup band here at the Bot. Not everybody who's a great musician here is pursuing their own solo career, and we're fortunate to have with us tonight a gentleman who plays with Amy Spies. He's on a new recording with Tom Prasad Rao. He was teaching here at the Song School, and he's an all-around great guy. We're very pleased to have Jagoda.
Hey, Jagoda!
He's a songwriter!
Should we do a song?
He
wrote
his first song.
Oh my god.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Jagoda.
I'll play it.
Yay!
We will see it.
This is his first song.
Justin.
Oh wow.
This is a historic moment.
Oh, it's big.
I didn't write that one.
Arthur!
Jagoda's in town.
Starts like this. Girl.
Girl.
I heard you getting married.
You know I love you. You know I love you.
Baby. You know I want you. That's not it. I'm just waiting for Justin to get himself together. Because he's my accompanist.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. Oh, turn the tables on Justin.
That's freaking me out more than anything else, is that?
It's scary. Everybody else, just
going to
be a whole different experience.
Yeah, really. Do you want to borrow a missionary guitar?
No. Oh, my God.
the drummer becomes a songwriter.
Yeah. It's the bass player's a high five.
If everyone doesn't realize this, this is everybody's worst nightmare. For, you know, for this circle. Falls from the sky above, the trees will hold on tight until their time has come. Why does the ocean tide shift from day to day? The moon has its effect, it makes the water play. Why do I run away when you come my way? Why can't I see the light that pours out of your eyes? Our magnets don't attract each other. The simple fact is, my lover, that my heart belongs to another. By chance our worlds collided. It seemed to coincide with vernal equinox. The school of hard knocks. It was nice while it lasted. Love makes the world elastic. But I'm done taking chances. It's time to go home. Why do I run away when you come my way? Why can't I see the light that pours out of your eyes? Our magnets don't attract each other. The simple fact is, my lover, that my heart belongs to another.
BMI is kind of open to.
I'm looking for a rap.
I'm looking for some representation.
Also, little, you know,
some bitters on
signed
the.
Signed yet?
We can get some bitters on the Jagoda catalog.
Everybody wants to talk to me.
Here comes the next Amy's piece rehearsal. Amy's going, I got a new song. Here's the charge. Blah, blah, blah. She starts singing it, and Joe goes like, hey, stop. You need to change the lyric on that chorus. It's really not working for me now that I'm a songwriter.
Good, I have advice. Don't do that.
When she doesn't know what to play in the set, I can actually say, you want to do one of mine?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Train has left the building.
The monster.
Yep. You encouraged him to write that first one.
Your woman is so in trouble.
Yeah. That's what song school does to you. So if you want to write songs, come to song school.
Yeah.
Move right along. The next two performers are a couple, but they play individually as well. They're two of the most prolific and interesting songwriters I know. This first guy is a pop god. My background is like a poppy thing, and whenever I hear Tim's song, I flip because he's just got that McCartney thing, you know what I mean? So please welcome Tim Burlingame.
What's going on my website?
No pressure.
As soon as I get one.
McCartney thing, no pressure. Good luck,
son. Don't mess it up.
Apparently, Catherine's your web mistress.
Yeah. I'm still shaky from this song. I'm not ready to do my.
She's got a camouflage heart. It's hard to find unless you know where to start looking. Tries to hide it from everyone, cause somebody broke it when she was young, and she never did find all the parts. She got a camouflage heart. She's got a broken smile. It's like she's stranded. Someone don't make a sound as they drift up from the paper. For a moment, then fall back down. She's got a secret dance, but she's too scared to take a chance. I wanna tell her, but I just fall apart. I got a camouflage
game.
Yeah. Hello.
And next, hey. Also from LA, and plays constantly with Tim. And do you do a band?
And we do music.
Also?
That.
Play nice with us.
Yep, yep. And when it comes to turning up the heat, nobody else does it like Catherine, too. She's,
wow.
She's got it all together. She won the contest here a couple years ago. We love her to death.
It's a lot of heat.
I'm warm.
You and I.
I'm really warm.
Really, you're going on opposite sides.
Stay connected and make sure.
I
do not bring the heat because I have pants and a dress and a shirt on, and I have a scarf and a hat in my bag, so I don't bring the heat.
Holy smokes. I've seen you in a wool coat.
Well, she brings the heat for me. Please welcome Catherine Shore.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Tim Burlingame, you were burning it up, Tim. You're gonna play, right?
You want me to?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. I do. I want to introduce you guys to my partner in crime here. If I'm the head of the Big Orange Tarp, Bill is the heart and the hands.
Not the legs, though.
He's been doing a lot of mentoring here at Song School. I couldn't do what I do without him. He's the archivist of the Big Orange Tarp tapes. And a great songwriter and player, and I'm very fortunate to call him a very good friend. This is Bill Nash.
Yeah. Let's see.
That's a pretty guitar.
This is the Larrabee. This is my beater.
Abalone inlay, just my beater.
His other guitars are Rolls Royce.
That doesn't mean I'm rich.
My other car is a Mercedes.
Matter of fact, I live on a fixed income, so this has got before the fixed income started. I'm gonna play this little song. How close are you, Arthur, at all? This would be a G.
I got some.
It's Ellis's. Yeah. Has this though. Don't bogart that tuner, my friend. Song that used to be a Christmas song, but a few years ago a friend of mine said, why don't you rewrite that a little bit and make it a Kerrville song? And it actually turns out to be a festival kind of song. It's called Come Home. There's a big part to sing if y'all want to sing. It's just two words, come home, whenever it comes up. Harmony's great. Do whatever you can. Are littering the ground. Friends and neighbors are all gathered here. Look at all the love we've found. These are times that make our lives worthwhile. Spreading love and wishing. Hopes and dreams of what our loved ones see, hoping all their dreams will keep. Come home to a fire that's always warm. Come home to shelter from the storm. Come home to hugs and kisses sweet. Come home this place of love we leave. Missing friends of ours are not here. Some have passed, some have gone. wishing one more chance to whisper love. One more chance to sing this song. Memories have a way of circling you, reminding of good times long past. Feeling love and kindness here and now, trying to make these feelings last. Come home to a fire that's always warm. Come home. Shelter from the storm. Come home to hugs and kisses sweet. Come home to this place of love we need. Come home to a love that's all around. Come home to a place of higher ground.
Waiting.
The wind is whispering, sky is clear.
Hello.
Stars are littering the ground. Friends and neighbors, you're all gathered here. Look at all the love we've found. We all know we're home.
I was trying to channel the cue through Catherine. I go, I bet she's like.
This next loop, I mean, performer.
Yeah.
Actually, kind of started the tradition of the Big Orange Car Parts Band. He's one of those guys who can sit down and play a song he's never heard with somebody he's never met. And we're really thrilled
and
to have him
so
here.
Hard.
He does rock so hard. And he's also a writer and performer. And if you get a chance
he
to catch his other gig, he's got this like looper thing that he does where he's
a little loopy.
40 guys in one. And it's very cool. Arthur Leland.
Woo!
Let's see. So this is going to be F minor.
The saddest of all keys.
Well, no. it's actually a minor third up from the saddest of all keys, which makes it a bit happy in a minor key, which is a little bit of
sad.
It's
sad
ironic, thing. Actually.
The most ironic of all keys.
Yes. I just don't understand it.
Remember when we were kids? We would run until we dropped. Forging trail like Indians on the shores of Michigan. Like trees from cliffs, ran past the sandy dunes. fish skeletons and rocks into the waters. When water's temp turned 59, we would gather in a line, count to 10 and run right in. Our heads would ache with pain, lips were blue, bodies frozen. Then we'd do it once again, fall into spring and then into the waters, into the waters. And then when we were teens, we would ride our bikes for miles. Truth or dare, hearted reckless, had no fear. What would we find when we grew up? If we could follow what we love. 18, 21, and then into the waters. Water's temp turned 63, weekday summers we had free. Climbing old pier scaffolding, sweat pouring, sun burning. Forest wide, rusty iron, 15 feet high up we would make. Count to three, with eyes closing. Into the waters. Into the waters.
Into the waters.
water. Into the waters. Into the waters. Into the waters.
You gotta be like, that was a great song, Arthur.
I didn't mention before, Steve Sesky, in addition to teaching and writing a lot of great songs, also has a couple other projects going. One is a thing called Operation Respect. It's built around a song that he wrote a while ago, and it's a anti-bullying curriculum that's in schools all over the country, thousands of schools, and it's a really great program. And if you have a problem like that in your community, you might want to talk to Steve about that. He's also doing a book and a new recording on writing songs with kids. It's a fascinating project. He's got a lot of cool stuff going, and he's a personal hero of mine. This is Steve Sesky.
Tim is my hero.
See, I just want everybody to know in public. I want to tell you that when you break your fast after your set on Saturday, I will buy you dumplings.
Dumplings.
At the sister's booth.
What time is your set Saturday?
1 to 2.
Yay!
So I need to avoid the bathrooms between.
We're at like 2:30 to 3 time frame. Dumplings are gonna.
Sorry.
Well, you know when you go around the circle and listening and having a good time, and then you start get close to you, start thinking, well, what am I gonna play? Like change my mind every 2 seconds. So. I'm gonna try playing a song I haven't played in years. We'll see what happens.
I want to pop her for one after step. I just wanted to get time.
Halfway up a 50-foot maple, straddling a limb, wondering if I'm able, had a hammer in one hand, board in the other, trying not to listen to my loudmouth brother yelling, it's a long way down. And this is some real hard ground. That treehouse seemed like a good idea from the pillow of my bunk bed. But up that high, there was just one thing running through my head. I don't want to fall from here. I don't want to fall. Thousand feet and we're still climbing, bouncing off the clouds, the engine's whining. How did I get stuck in this window seat? My sister keeps saying, Mom, this is so neat. I'm saying, I'm too young. And just as that prayer left my tongue, Captain said, better buckle up, we're flying into a storm. I latched on to my mama, tight as the day that I was born. Said, I don't want to fall from here. I don't want to fall. I've never been this high. I've
I'm up where the bravest birds fly, and I'm trying hard to let go of my fear. But I don't want to fall from here. It's been a long time since I felt that feeling. My heart is pounding, sure as I'm here kneeling. Got a diamond in my pocket, a question in my mouth. Any second now it's gonna pop right out. I'm hoping you'll say yes. Either way, I'm scared to. Sitting here on top of the world, and it's all because of you. For the first time in my life, I really got something to lose. I don't want to fall from here. I don't want to fall. Up where the bravest birds fly, and your eyes are telling me to have no fear. You won't let me fall from here. I'm not gonna fall.
Be sure to get over the wildflower for that. Well, please welcome back Alice.
Do that good one. Well, that one, yeah. I'll do one I have never played here before.
Oh my God.
This is
No.
Yeah, just love me through it, Steph. That's all I'm
asking. What?
She's got the socks. She's going. Socks.
Are you cold?
Yeah.
Shorty shorts. Somewhere in between you and I is like really normal. Okay? In terms of this clothing. Probably in terms of a lot of things. I'm not cold. That's not cold.
I'm not gonna comment.
This ain't Minnesota.
That's totally Minnesota.
It's nowhere is Minnesota.
That's true.
God. How do people live up?
It's okay. I'll just be your side.
Well, you're in like southern Minnesota though, right? Is there such a thing?
Well, subtropical Minnesota.
Subtropical. Of all to stand out of. I am here and you are gone, like some kind of dark magic. You said don't let days go by without a love.
Always you were.